You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my last three guests today represent three of the four breweries here in Juno. Welcome Ben Yan from Alaskan Brewing Company. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Shelley, how's it going?
Hey, good. We also have Matt Barnaby of Barnaby Brewing. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
And Megan Chambers, Marketing Manager of Forbidden Peak. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Thank you all so much for being here today. You're here to talk about Pour the Love. So, Matt, let's start with you. What is Pour the Love and how did it come about?
So, Pour the Love is a sort of a passport-based event that we're doing here in Juneau. As far as where it came about or how it came about, this time of the year, traditionally, we're sort of prepping to get up to Haines there for the Haines Brewfest. Mm-hmm. And I think, like most people know, there's the natural disaster that recently happened. And so just sort of from our history with Haines here in Juneau, we wanted to do something to help the community out that's always been so welcoming to us as an industry. And so, yeah, the idea came from wanting to help and how we can do that in kind of a safe manner. That's where the passport idea came through. And yeah.
Megan or Will, is there anything you'd like to add to that, to how it came together? I'm just kind of wondering, you know, who first thought, oh, let's do this. Let's let me sit down with the other three and figure it out.
I think we can probably credit Alaskan's longtime marketing guy, Andy Klein, who
I know that guy.
Also been a host over at KTOO. And we all came to Andy kind of sent out the initial ask and communication, and we all jumped in pretty quick and responsively about it. And chose a passport program that we knew had been successful in the past with Juno Rotary and Trail Mix. And then it just took off from there. So you buy a passport and you get a t-shirt at the end, and all of those proceeds go to support Haines.
And there's four different beers from the four different breweries and one from Haines Brewing Company as well that you can try to get a stamp on your passport. Ben, would you tell me about these beers?
We did a passion fruit orange guava sour. And we did that kind of as like a little bit of a pre-spring beer, something a little bit fruitier and lighter. That was what we brewed for the event.
And Matt, do you want to tell us about the one from Barnaby?
Yeah, so we released our beer. We call it Lanyap, which means a little extra. It is a barrel-aged imperial sweet stout, fermented with, we had some cinnamon in there, some cacao nibs, vanilla, and then we finished it with habanero peppers. So it's a 10% beer that definitely has a bit of spice. So we always warn folks ahead of time. It's definitely a spicy beer.
That's exciting. Megan, do you know much about the one from Forbidden Peak?
Yeah, we brewed a Kentucky Common. Matt's usually got a California Common on tap, but you don't see Kentucky Commons around a lot. It is a historic style beer from the Louisville area around the turn of the century. And it's not brewed very frequently. It's a hybrid beer. So we did it with a lager yeast, but fermented at an ale temperature, and it's a mid-range in color. It's a easy drinking beer, but a little bit darker, and it's often referred to as a dark cream ale.
So I understand that all those beers sound amazing, and I understand this is the last week to participate. And if you do complete all of the, if you fill out your passport, you can get a t-shirt, which is a nice bonus on top of trying these delicious sounding beers. Megan, you want to tell me a little bit about the t-shirt and the design?
Yeah, and I also just want to give a shout out to our friends at Devil's Club who are part of this event. One of their owners is in Europe and couldn't make the call. So they have Fields of Blue Mixed Culture Wild Blueberry Saison. So
I want to throw that
in there. Yeah,
for sure.
It's delicious. I can attest to it. All four beers have been really good. But anyway, the artwork was done by two young women from Haines and Juno. Celia Bauer and Tulsi Zano. They're good friends, grew up in Haines, live over here in Juneau now. One of them works for Aurora Project as a part-time job, helping Scott with screen printing. And they collaborated on the design. It's a really cool design. It depicts pouring the love from Juno, the Seven Sisters Mountains, out of a tap and down, kind of flowing through a salmon and then into the Chilkat Range in Haines at the bottom. So if you haven't checked it out, you could see it on any of our social media feeds or websites. And that's the design that went on the passport and what's also on the t-shirts.
So that definitely looks like a must have. And so the way I understand it, you purchase a passport, you go and try each of these beers, you get a stamp, and then you submit the passport, you kind of turn it in for a t-shirt. Is that how it all works, Megan?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We all got together right before this call, crunched some math, and figured out we raised $15,000 for Haines in a couple weeks.
Wow.
So we're super stoked about that. I'll let these guys chime in. And we're going to do another big push and ask to sell 200 more t-shirts. That's our goal. That would get us to $20,000 to donate to Haines. So we're all really excited that we've come together and made it this far.
Ben, would you like to chime in on how the Pour the Love campaign has been going from your perspective?
Yeah. First off, it's been great to see the community come out and support people in Juneau as well as around the state and the country. I mean, we've been shipping out shirts from our online store, and we've also had some participants in the Pour the Love passport event come down from Anchorage. We've also had a couple people even over from Haines, and it's just amazing to see the community get behind this and really support it. And it's, you know, it's been great to see people coming through the doors to try our new beers and stuff. And it's been an incredibly positive experience, especially during COVID and with everything going on. It's good to see the community rally behind the message here, I guess.
And Matt, what would you add?
Yeah, just kind of following up on Ben, it's great to see the outpouring of support. I do want to mention, at all four locations, we're more than happy to take any additional donations that folks want. So, obviously the idea behind it is the passport, the $30, but if you're wanting to contribute more, we're all willing and able to take that donation. And then also if you're outside the Juneau area, kind of like what Ben hinted at there, we are shipping shirts outside the area. So if you come to Alaska every summer on a cruise and you're bummed that you're not coming this year and you really love Haines and you want to help those guys out, we're once again, online orders. We're just trying to kind of get the maximum reach from this project and get the maximum benefit to those folks up in Haines.
I feel like this might be the first time that all four breweries have joined together in a project of this kind. Ben, for the longest time, there was only the one brewery in Juneau, and now we've got four. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about collaborating with competitors?
I think it can be an incredibly beneficial thing for everybody. I know there is the kind of conception of like, well, why would you be sending your customers to other places? But I think, you know, for one, it's a brewing community. From what I've learned, I've been in this industry for a little over 2 years now, running the tasting room, which also means that I wasn't here when Alaskan Brewing was just the only brewery in town. So it's been the norm for me in this position. And the passport requires four stops, so you're sending people to everybody. And I think it's good to sometimes put the competitive nature aside and come together for something that, you know, especially a cause like this.
Well, thanks all three of you for being here today. We are running a little bit out of time. I just wanted to ask one more question, and Megan, I'll start with you and others can chime in. But just quickly, do you think we'll see more events like these from your businesses with such great collaboration and local flavor from the beer to the t-shirt to the design?
Yeah, this we've been super lucky that we all wanted to come together, and I wouldn't even really call it luck. I just call it a good cause and a lot of beer nerds being able to talk about beer together over Zoom meetings, visit each other in our tap rooms. But I know that it's the competitive nature is an easy one to kind of hone in on, but we've all helped each other get through this pandemic, sharing supplies and crowlers and doing what we can. And craft beer people like hanging out with craft beer people. So, and we like sharing it with anyone and everyone we can.
Thanks so much. I think that's a great note to end on. Megan, Ben, and Matt from 3 out of the 4 breweries here in Juneau, thanks so much for being with me today.